Blog Talk Radio.
Someday, I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, truly, I know that our hearts are waiting on the day, glory be to the name of the Lord, when we will see Jesus face to face. Hallelujah. What a day it'll be. How does the sun say? I can only imagine. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What it'll be like. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we stand before him, face to face, hallelujah. We'll be falling on our knees, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, we thank God for one more Sunday. Hallelujah. The last Sunday of the year. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God has been so good to us. Hallelujah. He have allowed us, glory, hallelujah, to see this last Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I praise God. Hallelujah for that. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome you all this morning to Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to read one scripture from out of 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, and I'm going to read the 13th verse. And it read, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these things, but the greatest of these is charity. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, which is love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And we know that God, love, is the greatest love there is. Hallelujah. Because His love is unconditional. Hallelujah. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before your presence, Lord God, on this day, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are on the line this morning, hallelujah, this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, I pray you bless them, oh God, for taking the time out to come and hear what thus says the Lord. Lord, we thank you. I ask that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, have free range in this vessel, oh God. Father God, that your word will go forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This afternoon, the scripture is going to come from the whole chapter of Romans, the 12th chapter. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Romans, the 12th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And the message is going to be a new life in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Lord. A new life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that anytime we give our life to the Lord, it is a new life. Hallelujah. But Paul tells us, hallelujah, in Romans, the 12th chapter, glory be to the name of the Lord, verses 1 through 21, hallelujah, how we can have that new life in Christ. Hallelujah. There are some things that we must do. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, in order to have, hallelujah, that new life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The apostle, I'm not going to read the whole 12th chapter of Romans, but I'm just going to go into the word of God because it's 21 verses for time. Hallelujah. The apostle Paul, he entreats a Roman as his brother in Christ by the mercies of God to present their bodies as a living sacrifice to God. This is a powerful appeal, hallelujah, we receive from the Lord every day. The fruit of his mercy. We must render ourselves all we are, all we have, and all we can do unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what Paul is telling us, hallelujah, that we must present ourselves, hallelujah, present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, hallelujah, for his will, for his purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together, the same mind in the same judgment." Our conversion and sanctification of the renewing of the mind, a change not of the substance, but of the qualities of the soul. The progress of sanctification is dying to sin more and more and living to the righteousness more and more. It's carrying on the renewing work till it is perfected in glory. Hallelujah. Nothing that we can do, hallelujah, to perfect anything, but it's God, hallelujah, his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, working on the inside of us, hallelujah, that's changing things on the inside, hallelujah, transforming us, hallelujah, to the likeness of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. The great enemy of this renewing is conforming to this world, hallelujah, We are not to conform to the world, hallelujah. Even though we live in the world, hallelujah, we don't live according to the world. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 1, chapter verse 13 through 19 says, wherefore, girl, prepare your mind for action, up your loin, your mind, be sober, and hope to the ears of for grace that is to be brought into you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Rest your hope fully upon the grace of God. Hallelujah. As obedient children, not fashioning, conforming yourself according to the former lust in the ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, be ye holy in all manners of conversation, conduct. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Ah, hallelujah. That's what the Lord says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect, partiality, a person judges according to every man's work, passes the time of your sojourn, stay here in fear. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible, perishable things, as silver and gold from your vein. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Conversation received by perdition, tradition from your father. Hallelujah. In other words, we were not bought with silver and gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was nothing that we could do, hallelujah, to buy ourselves back to God. Hallelujah. Our mom and daddy couldn't do it. Hallelujah. The pastor couldn't do it. The deacons, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Only God can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Ephesians 4, 22 and 25 says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, which after God is created, aided in righteousness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Hallelujah. When we are in the body of Christ, we are all one member. Hallelujah. We are all members in one body. Hallelujah. Well, Christ is the head of that body. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In other words, I don't do the things that I used to do. When I was in the world, hallelujah, all night long in the club, hallelujah, I don't talk the way I used to talk, oh, hallelujah, I don't walk the way I used to walk, I don't look at things the way I used to look at them, because the word of God tells me that when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, that all things are passed away, and that everything become new. That means that all the old stuff in the inside of me, God moved it out the way, and he began to put some new stuff, the stuff that he wanted in me, the things that he wanted me to say, the way that he wanted me to walk. Oh, my God, I'll take heed of forming plans for happiness as though it lay in the things of the world. In other words, we are not looking for the world for our happiness or the things in the world. The world can't fill up with the place that God has in us. That place is only for God. No matter how many clothes we get, no matter how big our house is, no matter how much money, no matter how many friends, oh my God, if you don't have God in your life, then you don't have anything. Oh, hallelujah, which will soon
soon pass away. All these things, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. All these things, oh, will pass away. Nothing but the word of God, all shall stand. My God, my God, we must not fall in with the custom of those who walk in lust of the flesh and mine earthly things. The word of God also lets us know all that the spirit is with the willing, all but the flesh is not. The flesh wants what it wants when it wants it. All but you got to heed and grieve not the spirit of God and allow the Holy Ghost to let you know that that's not of God. That's not what God expects of us. Oh, 1 John 2:15-17 says, it talks about love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And then the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Oh, my God, my God. Paul said, John said, I saw a new Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. Old things have passed away. My God, my God. The work of the Holy Spirit is first beginning the understanding and is carried on to the will. First, we understand who the Holy Ghost is. Oh, he's God Almighty, and it's carried on to the will. Then we submit to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The affection and conversation. There is a change of the whole person in the likeness of God and knowledge, all righteousness, true holiness, to godly. To be godly is to give up oneself to God. We must turn over ourselves to God, our will, our mind, our affections. All glory be to God. Every part of our being, we must turn it over to God. God, the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, my God. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's not because we have done something so great, oh, hallelujah, but it's because of God's grace, oh, my God, my God, and his mercy. Renewing suggests renovation, restoration, transformation, and changing of a heart and life, a complete change for the better, an adjustment of one's moral and spiritual vision. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad this morning that my life is being changed every day. I'm so glad that the Holy Ghost is working on the inside of me. I still haven't gotten to the place that God wants me to be. Oh, my God, my God. But I know that one day, and so will you, we will be as the Lord God want us to be. Oh, hallelujah. All saints make up one body in Christ, who is the head of the body and the common center of their unity in the spiritual body. Some are fitted for and called called to one sort of work, others for another sort of work. We are to do all the good we can, one to another, and for the common benefit. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, we are all members and one body. Well, Christ is the head of that body, and each one of us have a gift that the Holy Ghost has given unto us, and everything works together all for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, I feel all right. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Pride is a sin. And by nature, we need to caution and arm the distant. In other words, don't walk around as I see so many of God's so-called people walking around like it's all about them, like they got it all going on. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God says that we ought to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. We are not to walk around all puffed up, all full of pride, because God uses us for his glory. Oh, hallelujah. Because it's not about us. It's about God. It's about his will. It's about his work. It's about his plan. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. One should not think too highly of himself. Oh, my God, my God. This comes from verse 3-8 of Romans, the 12th chapter. It says one should not think too highly of himself, because the Bible teaches that human beings are made in God's image. Genesis 1:27. We are to respect the position of each individual under God. Oh, my God, my God. See, Paul lets us know that there are things in this chapter. Oh, my God, my God. The whole chapter that we must do. My God, my God. And according to becoming new and Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. My God, my God. Let me go back a minute. We are not to think of ourselves as worthless or insignificant beings. Hallelujah. But rather that none should consider him or herself to be more worthy, more important, more deserving of salvation, or more essential than anyone else, for all belong to one body, to one another, and all are interdependent. Oh, my God, my God. Romans 1:5-6 says, oh, hallelujah, through him, oh, thank you, Lord God, through God, we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among our own nations, for his name among you, oh, hallelujah, also a cause of Jesus Christ, my God, my God. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, but the grace of God, I am what I am. Oh, hallelujah. His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they. Oh, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. Oh, hallelujah. I don't labor no more than anybody else, but only by the grace of God, the grace of God on the inside of me. Oh, my God, because without the Lord God, without his Holy Spirit, I can do nothing. My God, on my own. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We must not be proud of our talents, so we must take heed, lest on the pretext of humanity and self-denial, we are slothful in laying out ourselves for the good of others. Our different gifts and ability should make us love and depend more and more on one another, and make us therefore more united in the one body. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when we bring those gifts together in the house of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. What a joy. What a sweet aroma. Hallelujah. When we're coming together and allowing the Holy Spirit just to minister to God's vessel, God would be pleased. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 says, let us know that Christ and his church, from one body, as head and member, as Christian, we become members of that body by that. The outward rate is a divine institution. It is a sign of a new birth. Oh, hallelujah. We've been born again. We've been born again. Oh, my God. I'm new in Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. My God. It is only by the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we are made members, oh hallelujah, in the body of Christ, and by communion with Christ at the Lord's Supper, we are strengthened, not by drinking of the wine, but by drinking into the Spirit, oh hallelujah, not by drinking of the wine, but by drinking of the Spirit, by allowing the Holy Spirit ought to have his way. Oh, my God, Jesus, Jesus tells us that a man cannot receive nothing unless it comes from heaven. John 3:27. Oh, my God, as believer, we must not say that I am nothing, therefore I will sit still and do nothing, but I am nothing in myself, and therefore I will lay out myself to the utmost in the strength of grace of Christ. Never say or tell anybody that they are nothing. Oh, my God, because the word of God tells me that God take the foolish thing to confine those things that are wise. Oh, hallelujah. My God, verse 9 through 16 of Romans, the 12th chapter, it speaks about love. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, these are the things that we must do to become new in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He gave us a spirit, the spiritual gifts, and we must allow the Holy Spirit to use those gifts in us. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Holy Ghost. My God, the professed love of Christians to each other should be sincere, free from deceit, and free from unmeaning and deceitful calculations. around and tell people that you love them. Oh, hallelujah. And know that you don't mean it. My God. But the word of God lets us know. My God. That we got to love one another. Oh, hallelujah. But the word tells us, how can we say we love God whom we have not seen, and hate our brother and sister that we see every day? Hallelujah. Go back and check yourself. Examine yourself and see if you really are in the faith. Hallelujah. And see if you really are a child of God. We shouldn't have no hate in our heart, but we should love one another as God loves us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Depend on divine grace. They must detest and dread all evil and love and delight in whatever is kind and useful. We must not only do good, but we must cling to it. All our duties toward one another is summed up in one word, L-O-V-E, love. God love us. Hallelujah. And we ought to love one another. Oh, thank you, Lord God. 1 Timothy 1 and 5 says, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. Hebrews 13 and 1 speaks of brotherly love. Oh, my God, my God. Philippians 2, 1 through 5 says, hallelujah. Therefore, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of us look out for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Those that rejoice in hope are likely to be patient in tribulations. Therefore, let us not be cold in the duty of prayer, nor soon weary out. Hallelujah. Men ought to always pray. Pray without ceasing. Do not be weary in well doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. Oh my God. Not only must there be kindness to friends and brothers, but Christian must not harbor anger against enemies. It is but mock love, which rests in the word of kindness. While our brother needs real supplies, and it is in our power to furnish them, we must be ready to entertain those who do good. If there is occasion, we must welcome strangers. My God. Matthew 5, 43 through 38. Jesus said, love your enemies. Love your enemies. We must bless and not curse. True Christian love will make us take part in the sorrow and joy of each other. Oh, my God. Love one another. Verse 17 to 21, it talks about having a peaceful conduct toward all men with forbearance and benevolence. Matthew 5, 38 through 44 tells us, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whosoever slaps you on right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you, take away your tunic. Let him have your cloak also. And whosoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him. Go with him too. Give to him who asks you. And from him who wants to borrow from you. Turn away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which spitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, my God. For Jesus said, hallelujah, that they persecuted the prophets which were before us. He tells us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. All for great is our reward. It says, be compensated. No, to no man evil for evil. This is a hard lesson to a corrupt nature. Give place unto wrath. When a man's passion is up and the stream is strong, let it pass off. Let it be made to rage the more against us. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 12 and 14, it says to pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hallelujah. A new creation, a new life in Jesus Christ. We got to do this, what the Word of God says. He says, vengeance is mine, and I will be compensated. Their foot shall not slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. Deuteronomy 32 and 35. The word says, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head. And the Lord will reward you. Proverbs 25, 21 to 22. Hallelujah. The last verse tells us that what is not easily understood by the world, that is in all strife and contention, those that revenge are conquered, and those that forgive are conquerors. Be not overcome of evil. Learn to the feet. Ah, hallelujah. It'll design against you. Hallelujah. Either to change them or to preserve your own peace. Don't do evil for evil. If we're going to have a new life in Jesus Christ, we must do as the Word of God tells us. Hallelujah. Not to hate, but to love. Allow the Spirit of the Lord, the gifts, to work on the inside of us. Hallelujah. We can't do these things by ourselves. Living in the world today and seeing all that we see, all the hatred, all the killing, hallelujah, we can't do it by ourselves. But if we allow the Spirit of the Lord, it'll help us to take one day at a time, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. We can't do it alone. Hallelujah. But if we're going to have that new life in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we must make up in our minds to be committed, hallelujah, unto the Lord and follow after his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that the Lord rewards them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must do what thus says the Lord. It's the only way that we will be able to stand. It's the only way that we will be able to continue to be conquerors. Hallelujah. It's the only way that we'll be able to have the victory over our enemies. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to transform us daily, hallelujah, into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Taking on the mind of Christ, hallelujah. Loving, forgiving, compassion, hallelujah. Showing kindness, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Loving our enemies, even those that hate us, hallelujah. They hated Jesus Christ. And he said in his word that the world is going to hate you because they hate him. Hallelujah. But even though the world hated him and they hollered out, crucify him, when he hung on that cross, he hung on that for every living soul that was in the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Even those that, hallelujah, that hollered out, crucify him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So we must do as the word of God tells us. We must commit ourselves to the word of God so that we can have that new life in Jesus Christ. It can start today. We must make up in our minds, hallelujah, that we're going to turn ourselves, our whole being, over to the Lord. We're going to put our complaints, hallelujah, in the Lord's hand. We're going to put our enemies in the Lord's hand. We're going to put our families in the Lord's hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord, we come. Commit ourselves unto you today, God. Putting ourselves in your hand. Turning everything over to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our weakness, hallelujah. Our families, hallelujah. Lord, whatever that we are in need, God, we'll put it in your hands. Hallelujah. Lord, we come praying for those. Hallelujah, Lord God, that are suffering right now, God. Hallelujah, because they're being evicted, Lord God. We place them in your hand. Lord, we place our president right now in your hands. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray, God, that there be no deceit, Lord God, in his heart right now to try to hurt the people, God. But, Lord, I pray that you shall move, God. Hallelujah. For people are hurting. They don't have jobs. They're being put out of their homes, God. Children are suffering, God. Oh, they don't have food, God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you said ask, and I'm asking you right now, God. I'm crying out to you, God. Help the people, God. Help them, Lord God. So suffering. So many have lost hope. So many of them don't know which way to turn. So many of them are sick, God. So many, Lord God, even some of my sisters and brothers, hallelujah, in Christ, they're suffering, they're hurting, God, hallelujah. Lord, you told us you will never leave us nor forsake us. But God is hard. How long, Lord? How long shall it be? How long shall the wickedness be? How long shall this destruction and devastation be? How long, Lord? How long when thousands and millions of people, Lord God, continue to die day in and day out? How long, Lord? How long shall families be separated? How long, Lord? Till our children, Lord God, become depressed and oppressed, Lord God, and confused. How long, Lord? Lord, I trust you. I know you're a faithful God. But Lord, when you see it day in and day out, God, hallelujah. I know you told us, God, these things were going to happen. Oh, hallelujah. But Lord, just to see it day in and day out, oh God, give us the strength, God, to keep standing, to keep praying, to keep believing, Lord, to keep believing, God, that your will is going to be done, that everything is going to change, God. Hallelujah, that people are going to lay down and come running, God. Lay down their sins, God, and come running to you, and things are going to change. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you right now, God. We need you. Our families need you. Hallelujah. The doctors and the nurse need you. Hallelujah. Our leaders, our pastors, hallelujah, they need you, Lord. Your flock need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, my heart gets heavy, God. Oh, God, it gets heavy sometimes. But, Lord, I trust you. I trust you, God. I know that you're going to make it all right. I know you're going to end all of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. That we all can continue to be. Have a new life. In Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Forgive those that are still sinning, God. Forgive us all, Lord God, that are sinning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even in our thoughts, in our dreams, God, even the things that we look at and say we ought not say or look at. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We know that Jesus hung on the cross for our sins, for the past, present, and future. But Lord, even in the midst of that, sometimes we sin. So Lord, I ask you right now to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. Forgive those that have turned away from you. Forgive those, Lord God. Ah, oh, hallelujah, that seems to mock you, oh God. Forgive those, God, that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Forgive those, God. Ah, oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ah, oh, that make a mockery out of you, oh Lord. Lord God. Forgive the wickedness. Hallelujah, God. But Lord, we know that you said in your word, hallelujah, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness in the high places. Oh, hallelujah. We know it's not people, God. We know it's the spirits, Lord God. But Lord God, you said in your word, hallelujah, and I'm only one person, God. Hallelujah. Us, Lord God, bind up, God, in the name of Jesus, every evil spirit, Lord God, that tried to come up against your people, God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, not in my name, God, but in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, I plead the blood of Jesus over your children, God, over your people, God, that when it's all over, God, that we'll still be standing, we'll still be praying, we'll still be preaching, Lord God, we'll still have hope, hallelujah, we'll still have joy, your joy, in the name of Jesus, go into homes, hallelujah. Provide, God. Hallelujah. There is so much stress. So many people are depressed. So many people are oppressed. So many people are bounded. And Lord, I know you reign on the just as well as the unjust. And you have no respect to persons. person. So, Lord, I'm standing in the gap for all mankind, even the unsaved, God. Lord, that their life will be changed. Hallelujah. Oh, when it's over, God, I know it's going to be over, Lord. I know it will. Oh, but Lord, just give us the strength to continue on the journey, to continue to stand. Hallelujah. To continue to hold on until our change comes. To hold on to your unchanging hand. To hold on, Lord, to your faithfulness. Lord God, life has changed so much, but you haven't. You haven't changed at all. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because I know that you hear my cry on today. I know that you hear the cries of your people, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. But I know, Lord, that your will must be done. Not our will, but your will. Hallelujah. Keep the lines open, God. Well, we can continue to minister, Lord. Hallelujah. Week after week and day after day. And Lord, when this year has come to an end, Lord God, Lord, let us be better. Better than we are today. Better than we will be tomorrow. Hallelujah. Let us be better. Let us serve you, Lord. Let us serve you, God. Oh, hallelujah. As you deserve to be served. Let us not waver, God. But let us glorify you. Let us lift up the name of Jesus. Let us get away from those things that are not pleasing unto you. Oh, hallelujah. Let us not bring those things into the new life. Oh, hallelujah. But let us serve as you want us to serve. Let us love as you want us to love, as you love us. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God, for all you've done, for all you're doing, and for all your own, for all you're going to do. We are grateful. Lord God, we are so thankful for all things, even that is going on the world today. Because we know even though those things are going and they can hurt, Lord God, we know that you are still in control. So, Lord, I thank you and I glorify your name. I continue to pray for those that come, Lord God, to hear your word, God, every time we're online or when someone else is online or wherever they may be ministering, God. Oh, hallelujah, that they continue to hear the word and it continues to strengthen and comfort your people, oh God. Hallelujah, but not only us, oh God, those that are followers of Jesus Christ, but those that are out there, Lord God, that are still lost without a Savior. I pray that the word may go into their ears, oh God, and penetrate their hearts. Hallelujah. Submit to the Holy Spirit by turning, by repenting of their sin. Hallelujah. Accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them. And when the time comes, Lord God, that we are back together to able to fellowship with one another. Lord God, that it'll be a fellowship, huh? That you'll rejoice in heaven, hallelujah, as we will on earth, because we'll know how blessed we are, hallelujah, because you were still in control, hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm going to open the lines. I'm going to open the lines. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone that have a prayer request or comment, but before you say anything, I want to tell you that on New Year's night, hallelujah, the Lord laid my heart to have a New Year's
Eve service at 10:30, and I've asked Pastor Reverend Kersey to come and be our speaker for that night. It'll be at 10:30, and if you are able to come, please come and fellowship with us as we celebrate the new year that's coming in. For we come in and give God the praise, and we'll have an opportunity just to say what we are thankful for and just to praise God. So if you are able to come, tell others so that they may be able to come and fellowship with us. Hallelujah. So I have opened the line. If there's any praise or comments or prayer that anyone would like, the lines are open.
Dr. Dawson, that was a powerful message that God had placed upon your heart. Really is, was needed for such a time as this. We thank God for using you so mightily.
Amen.
Both are blessed. Bill and I both are sitting here listening to it, and he said the same thing. What a powerful message. Thank God and how you did work those scriptures. You truly did by the grace of God. We thank you for that powerful word that we can meditate and think off it today. Thank you, hon. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man. It's just Meekins. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else?
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's an awesome word, and certainly is a time like this that, you know, we all looking for that. We're all looking and believing in that hope, and
yes,
that in that hope that we that new life goes with us, and we're just so thankful for that powerful word, Dr. Dorsey.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Weaver. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank God for y'all being on the line today. Hallelujah. Truly, God is good. Is there anybody else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Again, I invite you all to come back on the Reverend Dorsey's on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And then we'll have the New Year's Eve service at 10:30. Reverend Kersey will be our speaker. I won't have a New Year's service on that Friday since I'm going to have one that Thursday. So if you're able to come back, and we're going to fellowship. We're going to, before she minister word, we're going to, if you have a little testimony or something you would like to praise God for, we'll be able to do that before she comes to minister the word. But truly, we thank God for this day, and we thank him for his word on today. I thank the Lord that he has blessed us to see another day. I thank the Lord that he has blessed us to know what his word expects of us. Hallelujah. And he is faithful. Even though things are the way they are, God, I know God is faithful unto us, and we will continue to trust him. And I ask that y'all continue to pray for my strength in the Lord as I continue to minister. Sometimes my voice gets going, I get to calm things. But I thank God that he allowed me to minister even in spite of it. I trust him that every time I get on the line that, hallelujah, that his spirit will use this vessel for his glory. So I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So is there anything, any other requests you all have or any other? And we thank God, too, also that we heard that Deacon Holliday was back home.
Yes.
Amen. Is there anyone else that is sick that you know of that? No one else. Amen.
Amen.
Well, at this time, I'm going to, there was a little song I wanted to sing before I got 5 minutes of the word, but I got so excited about the word. And then if I sing this song, then we can be dismissed. And again, you can tell others about New Year's Eve service at 10:30. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The song says, this is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. This is what I want for the new year.
Yes.
I want the Lord to have his way in
have
me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That I may glorify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly God is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for this day again. And again, I thank you all for coming to fellowship with us. At this time, I'm going to dismiss us. And remember about Wednesday and Thursday evening. I'll send out the information. But
amen.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and I love you, and I miss you all very much. Have a blessed day in the Lord. I look forward to fellowshipping with you again.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.